This is Jim Tester, your host on the Dynamic Duo with Kevin Barrett, where you can catch the Boy Wonder here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here the rest of the week. Before I introduce my special guest, I'd like to make a couple remarks about our conference that will be held in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend at the Radisson, which is devoted to the science and the politics of 9/11. And I'd just like to mention, anyone who would like the details about this conference can visit 911scholars.org and scroll down to the conference icon, and they'll see a list of 15 outstanding speakers, one of whom, in fact, is my special guest today. You'll also see the complete schedule. But what I want to mention now, before I introduce her, is reasons why the anti-war movement should care about 9/11. The reasons are, or why civil libertarians should care about the 9/11 movement, or why anyone who cares about the future of democracy in this country should care about the 9/11 movement. The first point I'd make is that 9/11 was the fuse for the explosion that became the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. Without any doubt, this was the event that the government manipulated, propagandized, distorted in order to instill fear into the American people, in order to encourage us to support a war in violation of international law, the UN Charter, and the U.S. Constitution, a war we would never have supported but for the belief, which we're convinced was induced in us on false grounds, that the United States had been attacked by 19 Islamic fundamentalists. This claim of the government is one we have shown to be false in every major respect. So, again, if you want to see how much we've been lied to, go to 911scholars.org and check out whydoubt911.org. Check out Why Doubt 9/11, which is a summary of around 20 basic reasons. So the 9/11, the anti-war movement should be very concerned about 9/11 because it has been the rationale that has been used to maintain and justify these illegal wars that are costing the lives of hundreds of thousands of Iraqis, and before it's done, probably 10,000 American soldiers, Marines, and sailors. The second reason is, of course, this same event has been used to justify introducing wireless wiretapping, warrantless wiretapping, national surveillance, data mining, the use of very sophisticated computer techniques to undermine us, to pass the Patriot Act, to subvert civil rights in this country. So if you care about civil rights in this country, you've got to care about 9/11. Because if we're right, and this was a false flag operation of the country attacking itself in order to blame it on its enemy, someone it wanted to be its enemy in this case, then you have to understand 9/11. So if you believe in civil rights, then don't let yourself be manipulated by the false motivation induced by the phony reasons that the government's given you about 9/11. And third, and terribly important to us all, with regard to the future of democracy, the President of the United States, through a series of executive orders and other actions, has placed himself in the position of being able to declare the country under military law virtually by whim. If any event occurs that, in his judgment, is sufficiently catastrophic as to deserve sustaining the Constitution, he has delegated himself that power. My personal opinion is this is completely unconstitutional. It takes the Congress out of the loop. It makes it a unilateral decision. But the fact is that by the time that a court or process would have reviewed this action and other executive orders that he has signed to determine its unconstitutionality, it will, in my opinion, have already been invoked. So there are three enormously huge reasons why anyone who cares about either the war in Iraq and ending it, or maintaining democracy in the United States, or the possibility of an additional false flag attempt here, which we anticipate is going to occur probably during the month of August, then they should dig into 9/11, learn all they can about it, go to 911scholars.org, listen to lectures, go to conferences, watch DVDs, get them on your local community access television. The more people know about this, the better. And let me just make three very general points about how we can tell the government has been lying to us about 9/11 from scratch. The first is that George Bush, during a press conference when confronted by a reporter, and this was nearly a year ago now, when asked what Saddam Hussein had to do with 9/11, admitted nothing. He used the word nothing. I believed it would be the headline on every newspaper and in every little town in the entire United States, but it received hardly a bit of mention. So the President of the United States himself admitted, notwithstanding the fact that he's seeking to recycle this false claim, he admitted there on that occasion that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. That's number one. Number two is that while the government, the administration, has claimed that Saddam Hussein was in cahoots with al-Qaeda, the Senate Intelligence Committee made a report that, in fact, it had determined that not only was Saddam not in cahoots with al-Qaeda, but it was seeking to track down and incarcerate and even kill its leaders. This is a finding that was reinforced by the Inspector General of the Pentagon, who conducted his own investigation and arrived at exactly the same conclusion, that Saddam was not only not in cahoots with al-Qaeda, but was actually actively seeking to track down its leaders, incarcerate, or even kill them. And, of course, that makes great sense politically, because Saddam believed in a secular state, not a religious state. He had major factions to contend with, and the Sunnis, the Shias, and the Kurds. It's hardly surprising that a fractured or potentially fractured state like Iraq, just as Yugoslavia before it, made out of a series of little countries, often at war with one another, would require a strong hand. In the case of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, in the case of Yugoslavia, Tito. So, you know, students of history should have been aware that if you take off that strong hand, that factionalism, wars, and dissent are inevitable, which just displays that there had to be overwhelming motives for going there, which I'm convinced concerned oil, Israel, and ideology, in order to override the realization that you're going to create a mess if you intervene. And third, last June, I'm talking about over a year ago now, some 14 months ago, Ed Haas of the Muckraker Report contacted the FBI to ascertain why, in FBI wanted posters for Saddam, for Osama bin Laden, there was no mention of 9/11. And he was told by FBI spokesman Rex Toombe that was because the FBI has no hard evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to the events of 9/11. So we say if Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11, and if Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with 9/11, then who was responsible for the events of 9/11, including the killing of 3,000 citizens of this country? Ask yourself a simple question. Who benefited? Who benefited? Whose political fortunes were in the tank? Who was able to capitalize on 9/11? Who has made the most out of 9/11 to bring about the creation of what appears to be a police fascist state in the making, to bring about unlawful wars that had to do with an oil pipeline in Afghanistan and taking control of Iraqi oil, one of the world's largest reserves? I ask you, Dick Cheney always said the real prize was Iraqi oil. It's easy to get out of the ground and it's very high quality. We believe the American people are entitled to know the truth about their own history, and that there's no higher form of respect for those who died in 9/11 than to know how, for their survivors to know how and why they died. And that is the task to which we are devoted. Check out 911scholars.org. 911scholars.org. In a moment, I'll introduce my special guest for today's program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul, we're president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Your host on the Dynamic Duo with Kevin Barrett, where you can catch Kevin here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Those who don't know better should know that a paperback in England is a dirty book, and that the dirtiest book we have around here today is the 9/11 Commission Report. If I were trying to put together the qualifications for an outstanding expert to study the events of 9/11, especially those at the World Trade Center, I would look for somebody who had a background or degrees in structural engineering, in engineering mechanics, also known as applied physics, and in materials engineering science. These appear to me to be the three most relevant disciplines. Imagine my astonishment, therefore, to discover that we actually have such a person in the 9/11 research movement. a former professor of mechanical engineering, no less, from Clemson University, who has degrees in all three of those areas, a bachelor's in civil engineering with a focus on structural and engineering mechanics, also known as applied physics, and a PhD in materials engineering science. She is, in my judgment, the single most highly qualified scientist studying the events of 9/11, and it's a pleasure to have her back on the show again, Dr. Judy Wood. Judy, welcome back to the Dynamic Duo.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Let's pursue our past practice of visiting one of your websites. I think the topic that we had in mind discussing today has to do with this claim that has been widely made of the existence of molten metal in vast quantities for weeks and weeks, possibly even months, after the events of 9/11, which has sometimes been offered as evidence for the use of thermite or thermate on the Twin Towers, a claim that there's maybe reason to doubt on multiple grounds, but where the possibility of this molten metal is extremely interesting, and where it seems to me you have done the most important research in seeking to evaluate that hypothesis.
I have a link to the particular page from the front page of my website for list for today's show.
Okay, well, let's tell everyone where to go. I assume we're talking about going to drjudywood.com.
Yes, all one word, drjudywood.com.
Okay, I'm there. And now I'm looking for...
on the right side where it says related articles.
Related, yes, related articles. What is molten metal? Should we click there?
Yep, what molten metal?
Oh, what molten metal, yes. Not what is, but what molten metal. Okay. Now I'm at a page called the Molecular Dissociation. I flip down to a closer look at the PSYOPs of 9/11. Is that right?
Yes, it automatically will go to that point on the page.
Okay, section number, Roman 13, a closer look at the PSYOPs of 9/11. Continue.
Let me first ask, what is the perfect crime?
Well, the perfect crime is one that's undetectable, that no one ever realizes even took place.
There's one worse than that.
Namely?
Or more extreme than that. One that is just so horrible, so wicked awful, that no one would even want to believe someone would commit such a crime.
Yes. Yeah, that's certainly a form of a perfect crime that you can't even bring yourself to contemplate the possibility that it was perpetrated.
So if bad guys that you've never seen before that were just irrational, that's more acceptable as a crime than being done in your own backyard from the inside.
My friends, neighbors, or persons you trust.
And that is, I think, the perfect crime because no one will ever want to suspect. Not no one, but most won't want to suspect. And they'll do anything to go there, to keep from going there.
And, of course, that's a form of cognitive dissonance where you have certain core beliefs that are so threatened by information that you reject it altogether or suppress it, can't bring yourself to consider it because it's simply too disturbing psychologically.
And that makes for an excellent cover-up because people won't want to go there.
Yes.
So here we're talking about that video clip I have that I call it an excellent or serious PSYOPs video, where it starts out with Pataki having the building, not even the right number floors, but telling us about the dust. Okay, so we're listening to the dust, and then they start talking about the I call it fuming.
Shall we play this video too?
We can, just to get.
It's just a few minutes long, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll play it and put the phone down here so we can listen. And for those who are watching, we're at drjudywood.com, and we have gone to the link about what molten metal, and we're about to look at a video here, a short video.
Transcript is right below.
This is the South Tower. This is 106 stories tall. This is what is left. Up there is the North Tower. And you look. And you see, and there's no concrete. There's very little concrete. All you see is aluminum and steel.
What happened to the concrete?
The concrete was pulverized. And I was down here Tuesday, and it was like you're on a foreign planet. All of Lower Manhattan, not just this part, from river to river, it was rough powder, 2-3 inches thick. The concrete was just pulverized. And what's the explain, Governor? The smoke that still comes out. There's still fire down below. There is such an incredibly deep pile of rubble, and then the tower goes down 5-6 stories underground. There's still fire underneath.
This is how it's been since they were.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
This is 6 weeks later, almost 6 weeks later.
And as we get closer, the center was to get hotter and hotter. It's probably 15 inches deep. We got some small windows into what we saw with the door at some point, and it looked like an oven. You know, it was just warm inside. It was just a bright, bright, reddish orange color.
See that stuff he's pulling out? We're going to hold off on the war. See the stuff he's pulling out?
Yeah.
That's hot. It's emitted too much steam than what the other two are doing.
Great. See how the debris is still smoking? That's when the fire is going to start burning. 8 weeks later, we still got fires burning. Every now and then, one of the pieces of equipment will dig in, they'll open up a small area, the oxygen will rush in, and you'll get this plume of brown rock still coming up. That's because that fire just got more oxygen. And these things are burning. At one point, I think they were about 2,800 degrees.
Underground fires, ignited by burning jet fuel, smoldered for months, fed by molten steel and buried carpeting, office furniture, wood paneling, and paper.
That's one of the biggest things. Out the rubble, it's still, I believe, 1,100 degrees. Five boots just melt within a few hours.
You see down below, you see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel. Like you're in a foundry. One of the more unusual artifacts to emerge from the rubble is this rock-like object that has come to be known as the meteorite.
It's this fused element of steel, molten steel, and concrete, and all of these things all fused by the heat into one single element, and almost like a...
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Jim Fester, your host on the Dynamic Duo with Kevin Barrett, where you can catch Kevin here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. My special guest today, Judy Wood, is the, in my judgment, leading scientist studying the events of 9/11 in the world today, and we're visiting her website and taking a look at the whole issue of molten metal. Judy, I'm sorry that time misjudgment. We didn't quite finish the clip, but I think we got the idea.
Yes, it was enough. The end is not so important, but I would like to go through what it covered and how and why.
Yeah.
You notice that the transcript is up, and let's start out. Pataki talks, when we first meet somebody, we're judging them. Is this someone I can trust or believe or not? And so he starts out talking about dust. We all saw dust. We believe there's dust. Ah, he's believable. This goes on subconsciously.
Okay.
And then the question comes up, what's all this, stuff coming out of the ground? I call it fuming.
Right, but they're presuming it's smoke.
And immediately, they go into giving the description that it's fires, and underground fires and burning at some high temperatures.
Yeah.
It gets reinforced. Now, and then, the firemen talking about, it's unbelievable since day one. It's been 6 weeks, almost 6 weeks, and as we get closer, it gets hotter and hotter, and it's probably 15 degrees in there.
1,500 degrees. Where'd they come up with those temperatures, Judy? I mean, the fires were actually, according to NIST, not burning over 500 degrees in relation to 233 other samples, and three others didn't get above 1,200. How do they even get something like 1,500?
What I want to point out, and be very, very clear about this, I do not believe he is lying at all, not knowingly. He's, I don't know what you call a lie, that knowingly misleading from the truth. I believe he believes it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's a nice point. See, to commit a lie, you've got to be deliberately saying something that is false and that you know is false and that you are saying with the intention to mislead. If he's simply reporting on a sincere belief with no intention to mislead, where he actually thinks what he's saying is true, it's not a lie.
Correct. Misinformation, I think, is
yes.
For now, he talked about this bright reddish-orange color, stuff coming out of the ground.
Right.
Spring inside. And he likely saw something that we see in that photo below that statement, where you have some of the grapplers digging around, and we know that those can't tolerate more than 82 degrees centigrade.
Yes.
Or else they're ruined.
Yes.
We can see this instant rust over all of the steel, and the steel turning to rust, just going up into the air. And the fuming coming out of the ground. So it doesn't appear to be hot. But if somebody would look at this and say, what on earth is this, who's working at ground zero, and if someone told them it was fire, and it was, 1,500 degrees in there, he needs an explanation because something weird he's encountered. He's given an explanation. He takes it and moves on.
Yes.
And especially the fact that this was such a horrendous event. People don't want to live through it twice.
Yes.
So he's looked at it once. He doesn't want to think any more about it. So he grabs whatever answer is given and moves on. And he talks about how he doesn't want to put any water on it because it's going to make steam. Well, why isn't the whole area making steam? But that's what he's told, that is steam coming out of the ground. I'm sure that's what he was led to believe. And the most interesting one is the woman talking about the steel-toed boots. And after a few hours on the pile, these guys' boots melt. The steel-toed boots melt. And we know that that's kind of ridiculous because your oven isn't even, 2,000 degrees or 1,100 degrees is what she thinks. And you'd incinerate your turkey.
Yeah.
And, the oven doesn't melt.
Nice point.
What about the feet that are inside those boots? If those guys were talking about their boots, falling apart and needing to get new boots, then their feet are still working. We didn't hear them talking about their feet being incinerated. So they're obviously experiencing something that needs an explanation. So if the steel is melting, perhaps the steel in the boots is coming apart. Because we saw the steel turning to dust in midair from the towers, and it continued to degrade on the ground. If workmen are walking over that material as it's breaking down, and I think that process went on for a while until it died out, that it's going to do something to the boots. Perhaps it's going to dissolve the soles of the boots or even the steel toes in the boots. And how can you explain that to someone? Here they have boots, they're walking over, the pile, and their boots are disintegrating. You better give them a cover story real fast or they're going to start asking too many questions. And so, they're concentrating on looking for survivors, cleaning up ground zero. They're not trying to figure out what caused this. And so you tell them that it's molten metal or, 1,100 degrees, they're not going to question it. They're going to, okay, now they have an answer, now they can move on and keep doing their work. And so I believe there's a real source of this rumor mill that started getting passed along, but it got repeated over and over again. It was reinforced from person to person to person. And in order to undo that urban legend, it takes someone to stop and think, does this make sense? But also that takes someone willing to look back. And people who are working on the pile, that must have been emotionally very tough to realize what took place. The 3,000 people, where are the bodies? It became very difficult. So, no, I do not believe those people are lying at all. I believe that is part of the psyop. And I think it took place worldwide. And there's even false memory syndrome. And I know of a personal friend who had a next-door neighbor who worked at the Pentagon and came running home that day and told my friend that that he had witnessed the airplane wing tearing the roof off the Pentagon.
Really?
And she believed it. That's what that made up. So somehow that idea got in her head. And I don't know how that was orchestrated or it was a power of suggestion, but I think all of us can look back to our childhood and growing up and realize a story we've heard over and over again, that we forget that whether or not we participate in the story they're talking about. You hear about the story, you start forgetting, was I there or not? And there's a thing called false memory syndrome, where there's some photographs they get of people in their younger days, and like taking a hot air balloon ride, and they Photoshop them in taking a hot air balloon ride when the person in reality never did. They show the person this photo, and they see themselves in the hot air balloon, and they pretty soon come up with a story that goes along with it, because they feel that it must be in their memory someplace, and they try hard to remember it, and the brain is very good at healing, and they think this is something that needs to be fixed. So memory isn't necessarily trustworthy. It doesn't mean it's a knowing lie. Memories can also be manipulated. I don't know exactly how.
Stand by. We'll be right back with my special guest, Judy Wood. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo.
With today's Car Clinic Minute. Anyone who's ever parked their car on an incline knows getting parked is just half the job. Getting out of park can be just as challenging. Do you know the trick? When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. Here's how to avoid Heartbreak Hill. Ensure your car stays put while it's parked on an incline and avoid the frustration of a shift lever that just won't budge when you're ready to go. Simply apply the parking brake, then put an automatic transmission in park or a manual transmission in reverse gear. This puts the weight of the car right where it belongs, on your brakes. And remember, turn your wheels toward downhill curbs and away from uphill curbs. These tips can save you frustration and protect favorite property, your car. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at BGFindTheShop.com. That's BGFindTheShop.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo with Kevin Barrett, where you can catch the Boy Wonder here on Mondays and Fridays, and I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today my special guest is Judy Wood, former professor of mechanical engineering at Clemson University. We're visiting Judy's website at drjudywood.com, and you want to scroll down to the question that says, what molten metal? And it'll take you to the page we're on now. Judy?
Yes, we're talking about the psyops aspect of it. I'm not a psychologist, but I've read, you know, various explanations, and I've also seen what's gone on. How can we all have been this slow to start questioning things or to start speaking out confidently? I myself noticed things on 9/11. I spoke out to a few colleagues, but then you're hushed because it's not so acceptable. And I think that that's part of this phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely right. I have no doubt about it.
The next one, this is all of us, you know, what happened to us in different degrees. There's another video further down. We won't play it, but folks can. It's where Scott Pelley, news reporter, is talking to some medical workers at the scene. There's some emergency room doctors that said after noon on 9/11, people quit coming into the emergency room. They had no customers. So they came down to the ground zero to see, you know, what could be done. They thought that was puzzling. That why aren't there any people coming into the emergency room? And so Scott Pelley says, where are all the bodies? And this doctor, you can tell, these guys really care about people. He just... He kind of short circuits. He just cannot go there. Nobody apparently has given him an answer. If somebody gave him an answer, he'd probably, you know, comfortable just repeating it. And so he goes into this engineering explanation about how the buildings just all came down, and it was in this big whoosh down this, like, chute, and it was the power of a nuclear blast. And he's talking about how buildings are built. This is a doctor giving an engineering description that makes no sense. But you can see how much pain he's in. He's trying to explain it and trying to get away from thinking what happened to those people. And it's kind of odd. And there's another doctor there that is asked that. He gets speechless. And he says, well, I'd like to think that they all made it out alive, and that's why we don't have patients coming in. It's so, you can see for these guys, it's so painful to go there.
The concept that all these bodies were disintegrated just is something they can't accept.
They can't even see the dead bodies laying around. And they haven't, you know, been given a story yet. You bet as soon as they're given a story that it's all this molten metal or whatever, they'll latch on to, because they don't have to think about the horror anymore. And imagine, you know, so really, this is all of us, how we would react in that situation. The emergency workers are just doing their thing, and they don't want to think about it. If you give them an answer, they'll grab for it. So in no way do I think any of those emergency workers on the pile, the steel workers, are lying. They've just been given this other explanation, and that allows them to go on and do their work. But as we continue down, let's ask some more questions. I have in Figure 13 on this page, there is that USGS image, that supposedly a satellite image that showed hotspots on the 16th of September.
Yes.
And they were all pretty much gone away by September 23rd. Well, let's suppose this is a true picture or a true image. How can it cool that fast? If it cooled that fast, were they talking about fires for 99 days?
Yes. Yes, nice point. I mean, September 11th to the 23rd is only 12 days.
But the 16th, that's only 5 days.
And that's only 5 days.
And at the 7-day mark, we had these guys climbing down to a wet basement.
Right below.
Yeah, right below that is the next image, figure 15. And that is supposedly the hottest place, according to that hot map.
And you got pools of water that aren't even percolating, and you got guys walking along perfectly normally. They don't seem to have their boots being dry roasted or melting, and their feet turning to charcoal.
Correct. They're all bundled up. It looks like a damp, wet basement. So, you know, let's look at what's going on, because we've been psyoped as well as having them psyoped. So there's another video I'd like you to play, but there's no words to it. It's the steam explosion that we heard about a little over a week ago.
Sure, the one on the left. We'll go ahead and play it.
The one on the left.
Okay, I'm going to play it now. As you say, there's no sound, so we're just going to play it.
That was pretty good energy.
I would say 20 seconds worth.
It's sort of, there's several references below from different sources, from The Independent, from The New York Times, and they believe it's from a burst in a steel pipe from, you know, one water hammer is one description, but the mayor said, well, it was raining pretty hard all day long. They thought water might have gotten into the steam pipe.
How ridiculous.
It happened in 1989.
It did.
Yeah, Gramercy Park.
Yeah.
And so, but something made the thing explode. And if it was that, you know, hot steam pipes, and if it's possible for water to do that on a hot steam pipe, what would water do if it rained all day on molten metal?
You think you get some kind of steam reaction?
Steam explosion. I understand that's what it was at Chernobyl that caused that explosion, and the fires were out in 9 days. That's a nuclear plant, but it was cold water on something that was really hot, and it's a well-known phenomenon. I have the description in Wikipedia about it below, but look at figure 16. Here it is shooting up. Notice the firefighters are not walking into it. Different than ground zero. They're not. These guys aren't walking into it. And if, you know, for the steam explosion, now at figure 17, it shows this poor fellow who is so unfortunate to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He's a truck driver.
And that's where it blew right under his truck. And his truck got steam cleaned, but he's burned with third-degree burns over 80% of his body.
Well, I don't expect him to live. That would generally induce death.
I would hope he was still hanging on in critical condition, last I knew.
Huh.
But, as of the time of this article.
That's a very painful kind of burn to suffer, too, a steam burn, very nasty.
And that's from just being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So you know that if that steam coming out of the ground at ground zero, it would roast the workers.
Is it actually worse steam coming out? That's a nice point, Judy. I mean, just think of steam coming out of your tea kettle. You don't want to put your hand over it, for God's sake. You're going to scald it.
Or if you have a pressure cooker on your stove.
Or a pressure cooker. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Or a pot of boiling water. You're not going to put your face in it.
That's right.
Over it. So there's several different articles talking about that very thing, about how cold water on something hot causes a steam explosion. And down below those red boxes, I boxed them red.
Yep, stand by. We'll be right back with my special guest, Judy Wood. This is Jim Fetzer, your host on the Dynamic Duo.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Where do you...